to your duty.
CNN Mobile Money.
KEHSJ, doing radio tests here, handheld copy.
KABCW, mobile. W Mobile and Wolverine.
KBZW, KAZAT. Well, good morning, my friend. Long time no talk to you. How have you been?
Oh, I got no complaints here. Yourself?
About the same. Had a very productive week. I wrapped up a couple of projects I've been working on for quite some time, and ended up with mostly a free day yesterday as a result. So today, Christy and I are heading over to the Thirsty Sturgeon for some lunch.
I kind of wondered if that wasn't the case when you said you were Mobile Wolverine. So, yeah, that's a nice place to eat. I like it over there. But glad to hear you had a good week. That's always a plus when you can get all the projects done during the week and you have a little bit of relaxed time on Saturday.
Yeah, I still found a couple of things to do, though, and it wasn't completely unproductive, so but it was a good day. Hey, I've been dipping my toe back into GMRS because I've got a friend of mine that I just haven't seen in a lot of years, and we got together the other day, and he was talking about buying me radios for his Jeep and for his house, and found out that, you know, he bought a couple of Midland Micro GMRS radios, so I'm helping him get all set up and on the air, so that ought to be fun.
Ah, cool, bringing another one to the dark side, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's, you know, those Midland Micros are—they're a nice little introduction radio like that too. Get you kind of learning what you're doing, and doesn't break the bank.
Yeah, they're definitely you know, a better quality than the CCRs. But man, I got to tell you, their menu system absolutely blows. You know, it's like a two-digit digital readout, so you have to enter codes that correspond with PL tones that's on a table and a tiny little instruction manual. It was a little bit of figuring for me to get that set up for him.
Yeah, I agree there. Sometimes I think Midland does that just as kind of an entry test. If you can figure that out and not pull your hair out while you're programming one of their radios, you'll probably do pretty good in the hobby.
Yeah, for sure. But for somebody, I mean, he was trying it himself, and I was trying to talk him through it, and it just wasn't that registering. I'm like, dude, bring him over to my house. I'll sit down and figure it out. I've got one of these myself, and we'll get you set up and running. And, yeah, that's how it had to go. But Well, hey, we're just about rolling into our destination, so I'm going to drop and wish you a very good Sunday. Glad I caught you on the air. We'll have to catch up properly here sometime soon.
Yes, we sure will. And you guys have a great lunch over there and a nice safe ride back home. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Great talking to you again, Bentley. We will talk to you later. K8GAT, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, great seeing you, Chris. Talk to you later. K8GCW. KACW Mobile Indian River.
God, your timing sucks.
Hey, I just called you twice on your own repeater. Are you not monitoring that?
No, I'm actually out of range. We're practically in going east.
Right on. We're just driving through on our way up to Breakers. We had lunch at Thirsty Sturgeon, and we're going to have a beer at Breakers, and then we're going to cut back across to Pelston and head home from that direction.
Well, if you want to be civic-minded and take dinner home with you, if you just go a little past Breakers on your left, the Toppenabe Fire Department is doing their chicken barbecue until 4 o'clock, or they run out. We picked up two and got them in the car, and we're going to stop somewhere and eat. But we're on our way to the Spruce Hubbard Lake area on a whim.
Good day for a road trip. We're doing the same and making the big circuit. So you guys have a great day, and we'll catch up to you next time that we're coming through.
Very good. I completely forgot that you were going to be here. Could have delayed our departure a little bit just to say hi or meet you at Breakers. Hell, we just drove by Breakers 20 minutes ago. So, all right, enjoy your trip, safe travels. It's kind of gloomy and yucky out here, but there's no real rain on the radar. The air quality is 48, so it's haze, not smoke. But
okay,
enjoy your day. We'll talk soon. I've got an appointment in Petoskey on Tuesday, I think at 2 or 2.30, so we'll be around 73W8RPM.
Take chances, drive fast. K8BCW. KBCW Mobile.
KF8FTE.
K8GAT. Yeah, you're coming in nice and clear.
KBCW.
Down.
Yeah, Josh, you're barely getting in. Maybe just a couple of little blips of words there.
K8GAT. Now, for what it's worth, Josh, you were coming in. Your first transmission was really clear. That second one was a little scratchy, but I could seem to make you out a whole lot better than what Bentley was saying he could. So maybe it's a position with our repeater. Yeah, you're much better on that one. There's a little static there, but not nothing that really hampers the conversation at all.
No, getting almost full signal, and I'm not even on high power where I'm at, so that's working pretty well. Yeah, so I can get some range, at least Salt Lake anyways.
It's amazing what happens when you're on the right frequency and you got the volume up, isn't it?
Crazy.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed though with you getting into the Stutz repeater as well as you were. That's a pretty good poke. But like we talked, that's, you know, a lot of that's going to be over water, so that helps a bunch.
Yeah, and I don't recall how high he has that one up. I know he probably told me. I know he had the 2 meter up and going. He only had that, like, what was it, 100 or 200 feet up? And now he's getting that set up at 600 feet or whatever it was, higher anyways. But I don't remember where the last one was, but yeah, that's a good poke all the way up. Like I said, just the side of Trout Lake, and it was pretty clear. I was getting a good, strong signal.
Good information to have, that's for sure. Well, hey, I was right in the middle of a project, but I heard you guys talking, and I didn't want to leave you hanging out there. But so I'm going to get back to that, but you have a good, safe rest of your trip, and I'll have it on here and there, so when I get done, I might pop back on. K-8-G-A-T.
All right, I will talk to you down the curly wire. KF8-FCE, clear.
K8BCW.
AMH. When I get close to it, I start getting like static, like squelch chills just randomly. I can't tell if it's actually going to be this Chinese portable or what, but I think I'm going to spin around, go home, grab a mobile.
Okay, I mean, you're full quieting right now. You sound great.
That's sort of where you're at now, but I think it might have had something to do with just being like right around the corner or something, because before you were even connected, it was doing the same thing.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Well, I guess it seems a lot better now that I'm a little farther away from it. I'm going to have to head north and try to get some distance in between and see what we get.
That would be fantabulous. I was trying it on 8-4, but I guess it didn't hear me real well. You got a little bit of picket fencing going on, but still pretty solid.
Oh, that's good. Like I said, I was literally boxed in by a couple of tractor trailers, so that might have had something to do with it, too.
You still got a little bit of flutter going on, but you're still real solid. Are you still on a portable?
Yeah, I never did swing home and get a mobile.
And where are you at?
I-75, probably halfway through Grayling at this point.
Oh, okay.
Figure I'd probably get to Hartwood Pines, see where that's at.
I stepped on you. Say that again. Okay. Yeah, you just got real rough now. Noise, but you're solid.
That was the Frederick overpass.
On a portable.
Yep, on a portable.
That's pretty cool. Thank you.